is delight for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
Kim, crank her up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on, come on.
It's a little stiff.
Here, I'll do it. All you gotta do is... All you gotta do is...
Whatever you have to do, you ain't doing it.
Don't worry, I'll get it going.
It sure makes a lot of noise.
Oh, you finally got it running. What was that trick? I thought I saw. But can I plug in now?
Oh, yes, yes. But only under my supervision.
You don't trust me.
I trust you. Oh, I trust you, all right. But every time you plug in an electrical appliance, you blow out the generator.
You're mad at me.
No.
You're going to send me to bed without my supper.
Lisa.
And you won't let me watch television for a whole week.
Lisa, you want me out there every day fixing the generator?
Well, it keeps you close to home.
Yeah, but I got other things to do. Now, let's go over that plug board once more.
And I won't get my allowance.
You're going to get something if you don't listen to me. Now. As I've told you innumerable times, the generator cannot handle more than a total of 7 units. Now, each of these electrical appliances is numbered according to the amount of electricity it uses. Now, the trick is not to plug in more than a total of 7. Right?
Right.
This is a 3, right?
Right.
All right. How much more can I plug in?
Well, let me see. 7. Now, you have a 3. Now, detract 3 from 7.
Detract?
Well, unless you want me to go in the shorts division room.
No, I'm still with the detraction.
But you pull down a 1 and you shove over a 2. No, this is not a shove over problem.
3 from 7 leaves 4. Any schoolboy knows that.
Well, I was a schoolgirl. And I didn't find that out until I was 12. I went to an all-girls school.
All right. Now I'm going to plug in a 2. That makes 5. All right, now I will plug in a 1. Now this only makes 6.
You capooed on 6.
It's not supposed to do that.
Well, yesterday it capooed on 5.
You should have told me.
Well, you get mad enough when it does it on 7.
Mr. Douglas, we just had another capooey.
I know.
Want to take the generator apart again?
No, forget it. That thing is never going to work.
Darling, when are we going to get our regular electrical?
I don't know. I put in the application to Mr. Drucker 7 months ago. How do you get electricity out here?
Ben Franklin over at Crabwell Corners uses a kite and a key.
Oh, that was funny.
His real name is Alexander Graham Bell, but that don't go with flying a kite with a key.
Darling, why don't you go and talk to Mr. Drucker?
You mean to tell me you ain't got your electricity yet?
No, I haven't. And I'm still waiting for the telephone company to run that wire into the house. I'm getting a little tired of climbing a telephone pole every time the phone rings.
Oh, well, I can't help you with that. I only represent the county power, gas, and water company.
What's holding them up? It's been 7 months.
It has?
Yes.
That's right. You came in here the day after you moved in, didn't you? You filled out an application, and I put it in an envelope, and I forgot to mail it.
You forgot?
Well, those things happen.
Only in Hooterville.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Douglas. I'll put it in the mail first thing tomorrow morning.
Don't bother. Take it over to the county seat myself. Excuse me. I would like to apply.
Take a number. Sir, your friendly County Power Gas and Water Company installed this system at great expense, so as there wouldn't be any sore heads amongst its friendly customers. Number four. Have you got number four?
No, I've got 22.
Number five. Number five.
There's nobody here but me.
Number six. Seven. 19. Some of our customers walked off with the numbers in between.
Maybe they got tired waiting.
20. 21. 23.
No. 22.
Oh. I thought we lost that.
No. There it is. 22.
Very well. Now, what can your friendly County Power, Gas, and Water Company do for you?
I want electricity for my farmhouse.
Where is it?
Hooterville. The old Haney place.
The Haney place?
Yes, I...
You fill out this application.
I filed an application 7 months ago. Sam Drucker.
Just a moment. I'm sorry, I don't have any application for Sam Drucker.
My name is Douglas.
Oh! I'm sorry, my good man, but I don't have one for Douglas Drucker either.
My name is Oliver Wendell Drucker.
Douglas.
Look, I filed the application 7 months ago with Sam Drucker. He's your representative at Hooterville. He forgot to mail it. Left it in his drawer for 7 months. I need electricity. I'm using an old generator. It's very unreliable. Now, I filed this application 7 months ago. I feel that I'm entitled to electricity.
You certainly are. We'll have somebody at your house tomorrow morning.
Oh, come in.
Mrs. Douglas?
Yes.
I'm from the...
Oh, could you please help me? I don't seem to be able to close it.
Oh. Well, I think you've got too many dishes in there.
Oh?
My name's Lawler. I'm from the Power, Gas, and Light Company.
Oh, good. You finally bought us our electrical. Oh, but you know this isn't big enough. We use an awful lot of it. We need one, this big.
Well, this is not your electrical. I mean, your electricity. You see, this is the meter. I'm the installer.
Oh? What does that do, Mr. Lawler?
Well, it adds up how much electricity you use.
Oh, you mean it adds up so it isn't more than seven?
I beg your pardon?
Well, come on, I'll show you. Now, you see, the can opener is a one. The coffee pot, the electric iron, and the toaster are a two. The frying pan is a three. The rotisserie is a four. The dishwasher is a five. The washing machine, the freezer, and the refrigerator are a six. Now, if you're using the refrigerator, which is a six, the only thing you can plug in with that is the can opener. So, if you have a can for dinner, you can't have coffee with it.
Oh, well, you see, this is just a meter that measures the amount of electricity you use every month.
How does that work?
Well, it just counts the number of kilowatts you use.
We won't need any killer swats. All we need is some electrical.
Now, look, I'm just the installer. If you want anything explained, the line man can do that. Now, where do you want me to put this up?
Is this the only color it comes in?
Yes, ma'am.
It isn't very pretty, so we can't put it in the living room.
Well, you see, it has to go outside. That's so that Pete will be able to read it every month.
Oh, who's Pete?
Peter Reader, the meter reader.
Well, you can put it above the bedroom window if you promise when Peter reads the meter, he's not going to look into the window.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Who's that?
That was Mr. Lawler. He's from the power company.
Wonderful. They're putting in the power lines?
No. Mr. Lawler is just the installer. He puts in the thing for Peter Greeter, the meter reader. Peter Greeter, the meter reader.
The meter reader?
His name is Peter Greeter.
Oh, that's very poetic. Peter Greeter, the meter... What's he putting the meter in for?
So Peter Greeter...
Can meet the reader, I know, but...
You blew it.
What's he putting in the meter for? We haven't even installed a power line.
All I know is that once a month, Peter Greeter...
I'll ask him.
There, that ought to hold her.
Wait, just a moment. Do you usually put the meter in before you put the lines in?
Oh, yes, sir. That's company policy.
Uh-huh. Well, when are the lines going to be in?
Well, sometime this afternoon. You see, the boys are putting up the poles, and they're stringing the wire from the main line on the county road.
Oh, fine. Hey, the meter's running.
Huh? So it is. So it is.
How can it do that? There isn't any electricity in it.
Must be a defective meter.
Yeah, it must be. Wait a minute. Aren't you going to do something about it?
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, I'm just Lawler, the installer. If you've got a complaint, you have to take it up with Peter Greeter. He's the meter reader.
Yes, I know who Peter Greeter is. Can you wait just a moment? I'm going to call the Pounty car at the... Wait a minute.
Where is my husband?
He just went up the pole. Does he always do that when he gets mad?
That's where the phone is.
Oh, well, that makes it handy.
You see, when the telephone company installed the phone, they ran out of wire and they couldn't put it in the house, so they put it on the top of the pole. Darling? Darling, who are you calling?
The power company. The meter's running.
It's supposed to. That's how they measure the killer spots. Isn't that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Number seven. Anybody got number seven? Number eight. This is your friendly County Power, Gas, and Water Company.
This is Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Who?
Oliver Wendell Douglas. I was there yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry. We have so many people in here all the time, it's hard to remember anybody. Number nine? Has anybody got number nine?
Hey, I was number 22.
Oh, yes, I remember you, Mr. 22. They connect your lines, yeah.
No, but they put the meter in.
Company policy.
No, but the meter's running, and it isn't even connected.
How about that? Well, let me talk to Lawler, the installer.
He wants to talk to you.
Not me. I'm not climbing that pole. I'm afraid of heights.
Lawler won't climb the pole.
What pole?
The one I'm calling from.
Oh. Well, you tell Lawler to bring the meter in, and we'll give you a new one.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with it, Miss Douglas?
Well, maybe we can sell it back to Mr. Haney with a no-good degenerator.
That'll be the day. I'll go move the electric stove in place.
Oh, morning, Miss Douglas. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Kimball. I'm fine. Well, I'm not really fine. I have a little headache. But it isn't a little headache. It's a... It went away.
You know, somebody talks just like that.
Well, not just like that.
What was his name? Oh, yes, it was, No, it wasn't him. He had a Texas drawl.
Well, it wasn't a drawl.
Are we going to do some outdoor cooking?
No, we don't need this anymore. We're going to cook with the electrical stove.
Oh, they finally put in your electrical, huh?
Oh, well, the degenerator finally went drick.
Drick? I had an electric egg beater that went drick.
No, it went drack.
Drick, drack. Drick, drack. Very soothing. It used to put me to sleep every time I made an omelet.
But they put in a meter, but they had to take it back because it was running without electrical.
Oh, they tried to palm off the old running meter on you, huh? Well, electric power is going to make a big difference in your life, Mrs. Douglas.
How?
Well, how what?
How is it going to make a difference?
Well, there's lots of things your husband can use electricity for around the farm.
Such as?
Well, he can buy an electric milking machine.
Then we won't need a cow anymore.
Need a cow? You just don't need any hands. Well, you need hands, but not for...
What is that?
Oh, that was milking a cow by hand. But with a machine. Well, you take these tubes and you attach them to the cow's... under the... Well, you know.
No, I don't know.
Well, you see, the cow has... And you attach the... Oh, where's your husband?
Oh, down the road, talking to the man with the power poles.
Well, tell him I was here, and if he wants a milking machine, I know where he can get a good buy on one.
Ah. Now, Mr. Douglas, I can give you a good buy on this milking machine. It's a genuine Cooper cow coaxer. It's guaranteed to persuade milk out of the most bashful cow.
Mr. Haney, I don't need a milking machine.
Well, of course you don't, but what about your cow?
My cow...
Mr. Douglas, just put your finger in there.
No, I don't.
Oh, go on.
Off
it. Here, go on. Ain't that soothing? It's fur-lined.
Fur?
Soft, warm. Your cow will moo with joy not to have to put up with your cold fingers on a frosty morning.
It won't hurt her to suffer a little.
Mr. Douglas, what's the sense of having electricity if you ain't going to put it to good use?
I'm going to put it to good use.
How about an electric cream separator?
No.
Now, to look at it, you'd never believe that this little machine knows enough to separate the cream from the milk, put the milk in the big bottles and the cream in the little ones.
Well, good for it. But I don't want it.
How about an electric butter churn?
No.
How about an electric permanent hair waver for the little woman?
No, thank you.
You found a perfect spot for the midway pole, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, good.
It'll be about 100 yards straight in.
Uh-huh.
Then we can take the line from there over to the pole next to your house.
Fine.
Okay.
Say, that is a good place for a pole. Then you won't have to run the line over the hill, across the creek, through the apple orchard, and then up to your house.
That's why we chose it.
That'll be $800.
$800? For what?
For putting a pole on my land.
On your land?
Yeah, you know, when I sold you this farm, I inadvertently kept that little strip of land.
Inadvertently?
Yeah, I figured you might need it sometime.
Mr. Haney, I happen to remember the boundaries of the land that I bought from you, and they run along the line of the fence down to that stump, and that pole is on... your land.
$900.
Not a nickel. I'll put the pole on my land.
Sure you can. And we'll all stand here and watch it slowly sink into the swamp.
Mr. Haney, you...
Now, Mr. Douglas, before you go saying anything about me that's going to up the price, I just want you to know I was joshing. I'm going to give you a quit claim to that land, and it ain't going to cost you a cent.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Well, I wouldn't feel right charging all that money to somebody that had just bought an electric milking machine, cream separator, butter churn, and permanent waiver from me.
Mr. Haney, you're a pirate!
Care to buy a Jolly Roger?
Get all these things for?
Well, that Haney had me over a barrel.
Again?
You can use them.
Is this the milking machine?
Now, does that look like a milking machine?
Well, I don't know. I never saw one. Oh, one thing I know, this is the permanent wave machine.
That's the milking machine.
Well, I never saw one of those.
Lisa,
Mr. Douglas, I got your...
Hey, you bought a permanent wave machine.
That's a milking machine.
Oh. Well, anyway, they got your wires all strung.
Oh? Oh, at last. Come on. Yes, now we'll be able to... Why did they put the pole here? They haven't connected it to the house.
No, sir. We can't connect it unless you got a meter.
They installed a meter this morning.
But they took it away. It was a detective.
Detective.
Well, we can't hook it up unless you got a meter.
Well, I'll see about that.
Darling.
No, I'm sick of this bungling, this red tape. Hey, who took the telephone?
Darling, you climbed the wrong pole.
Oh, boy. Mr. Powers.
Take a number.
What do I need a number for?
So you won't miss your turn.
No, but I'm the only one...
Take a number, or I can't wait on you. What number do you have?
22.
Number 5? Who has number 5? Number 6? Number 6? Number 6?
Mr. Powers. Your company installed the power lines, but they won't connect them to the house because we don't have a meter.
Oh, yes. The one we gave you was defective.
That's right.
Well, we're returning it to the factory for a replacement.
The factory? You don't have one?
No, sir. Number 7.
How long will I have to wait for the meter?
6 months.
6 months? Where's the factory?
Japan.
Japan? I can't wait 6 months. How am I going to run my milking machine, my cream separator, my permanent wave machine?
Your what?
Mr. Powers, you've got to connect me.
Mr. 22, your friendly county power, gas, and water company isn't called your friendly county power, gas, and water company for nothing. I'm going to do something friendly for you.
When?
Now, run along and don't worry. Thank you. Get me installation.
Lisa!
Darling, darling, you've done it. The man from the Powers Company called the foreman and told him to hook up the electricity.
Wonderful.
We need the... Doesn't work.
But yes, it does. You have to do it.
What are you talking about?
Come, I'll show you.
Hey, they didn't connect the wires to the house.
Well, you have to do that. It works on the principle of climbing the pole.
Climbing the...
Yes, you see, they put the socket on top of the pole, and this wire is connected to the plug board in the kitchen. Now, if you want electrical, all you have to do is to take this and climb up the pole and push it in.
Well, why didn't they just connect it direct?
Well, not without a meter.
Oh, those... No good... Well... At least it's something.
Darling, darling, be careful.
Yeah. On Tuesday, November 9th, 1965, New York City, 9 eastern states, and 3 Canadian provinces were plunged into total darkness, affecting 30 million people within an area of 80,000 miles. Many different explanations were advanced as to the cause of this gigantic power failure. This is ours.
Presentation, darling.